Senator Lisa Murkowski and experts in Arctic policy are pessimistic that the U.S. will ratify the Law of the Sea Treaty this year. Alaska's Republican senator made her remarks today in Washington at a conference on U.S. strategies in the Arctic. Murkowski is an advocate for ratifying the United Nations Treaty, which sets economic zones in the oceans, rights over the continental shelf, and guidelines for settling international disputes. The U.S. is the only Arctic nation that has not signed on. It's up to the Senate to approve treaties, and the last time it came close to passage, Republicans blocked it. Murkowski says there's now a stalemate because the Obama administration is looking for the Senate to lead, but the Senate wants stronger support from the White House first. She says the Senate calendar is partly to blame because debate on the treaty will likely take a full week of floor time.
And considering that we've got a little less than 45 legislative days before we depart for the August recess and really get into the thick of the political season, it's highly uncertain that such time, you know, a full week of time will be carved out unless it becomes a priority for the administration.
Murkowski and others say the White House is focused on the Strategic Arms Reduction, or START, treaty over nuclear weapons and wants to push that instead of Law of the Sea. Murkowski says it's unlikely both can be tackled at once. Murkowski's legislative assistant, Arnie Fugelvog, says the bipartisan votes do exist to ratify the treaty, but it's hard to get members on the record supporting it because of a focused grassroots conservative effort against the treaty.
And I agree that there's a narrow window in 2011. You know, the politics in November could be very interesting, and my vote count's going to, of course, go out the window because we're going to have quite a shakeup. We have a number of retirees, and when I look at senators who are supporting ratification, a number of them are leaving the Senate. We're going to have new Republican senators coming in, not sure what their politics are, their view on the issue. Most senators, I will say, don't want to go on the record on this issue.
Just yesterday, Norway and Russia reached a major breakthrough agreement in what's been a heated Arctic border dispute. It divides up the territory in the Barents Sea and the Arctic Ocean and will regulate resource development and fishing rights. Norway's Deputy Minister of Defense, Espen Barth Eide, says that in fact the Law of the Sea Treaty allowed them to come to the table and negotiate.
We are a living demonstration that it is in a country's self-interest to sign and ratify. It gives material benefits that you have that clear legal claim. It makes a sound basis for sound relations with your neighbors, but it also gives you a legal claim that actually gives you access to larger parts of the ocean that you would otherwise have had.
Today's conference at the Strategic Center for International Studies brought together a range of experts on U.S. and international Arctic policy and was supported by the Norwegian Institute for Defense Studies.